You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Follow us on Facebook. Just search Dom and Jeremy.
Chris was telling us off the air a little while ago that she went to one of those, was it a jewelry party?
Yes, indeed it was.
Jewelry party. You know how women will throw candle parties, jewelry parties, waxing parties.
There's all that. Toy parties. Yeah.
So, yeah, right. The toy parties, right. Do you buy anything?
Awkwardly, no.
So you just went and had the food and
you ate their snacks and didn't buy anything?
Drink their wine?
It was so terrible because we were some of the last people to leave, and there's always the hostess who's has a line there with people, you know, buying their items. And I think I was the only one at the party who didn't buy anything. And
you know what I see, Jeremy?
Everybody was like staring
at me. I see that everybody's filing up, you know, lining up and filing up, you know, as we go through that. And Chris drops to her hands and knees, and behind them crawls out
crawling
the door
out.
So that nobody can see her. She's crawling out the door.
You are not
still
too
has
far
a sandwich in
show.
One hand.
She's got the strap of her purse over her neck so that it's dangling like a feed bag in front of her.
Oh. Just cupcake like crumbs on my face.
Hope they don't see me. I'm gonna act
pretty
invisible.
Accurate, huh?
See ya.
What's the cheapest you could have gotten out? Could you have bought something for like $5?
No.
Probably not.
Probably
that's
like
so overpriced.
$40 or $50.
That would have been the cheapest.
Gosh. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So
why'd you even go?
Well, I was invited by...
Just to socialize. And
yeah, and get the free cupcakes and
all right.
fruit cups.
If you get that invitation, you know it's going to be minimum $40 or $50. Isn't it best just to not go?
Just pass. Do you feel like a mooch?
Or I guess why not? I kind of like your strength, you know?
This is the first time that I've ever gone to one of those parties and left empty-handed. First time.
But I love it. You're there, you're drinking their alcohol, eating their food, and you're like, out of here.
Oh my God.
Keep your ugly bracelet.
I feel so guilty. And Dom, you know how much I love jewelry. I mean.
I know.
Yeah. Oh my God.
You're
gosh.
Still a mooch.
You weren't a brooch person yesterday.
No.
Probably went and used their bathroom and stunk it up too, huh?
Oh, come on, Jeremy. You just crossed a line.
Upper Decker and then left.
That's why she left. I'm like, oh no.
But imagine. Hightailed it out of there.
Clogged it up, jiggled the handle. Ah, crap.
The water's rising.
Well, I gotta go.
At least they have a story to tell.
That's right. So word to the wise for all of Chris's friends, this is how she does jewelry parties. She comes.
She'll clog your crapper and leave.
After drinking all your wine, slurping it down.
Shut up, guys.
She's a lush.
With epic BMs.
Oh my God.
Sitting there eating a cupcake.
Shut up, somebody's going.
Oh. I don't even like any of this stuff.
All right, I gotta go. Oh my gosh.
Life is so good. Anyway, when's your next party?
Never. No, I'm hosting my own jewelry party.